pudding people to another episode of Everybody Loves Pudding. I don't know what we're doing today. It's not a movie review. It's a brief TV show review, if you will. Due to some unforeseen events, we've had a few, let's say, not mishaps, but some changes to our schedule in what we're presenting to you. Sometimes you got to improvise, and sometimes on the fly, you've got to make some changes. So this episode represents one of those improvisations. We should be doing some reviews on some other shows. We're still going to get to those, folks. Hopefully we'll get some movie reviews in. We've got some cool things lined up to discuss. There's a lot going on in the month of December. But today we are going to have a brief discussion about a new set of shorts that were released on Amazon Prime. If you are lucky enough to have an Amazon Prime subscription, you can see these shows right now. It's called Secret Level. Secret Level is a collection of shorts. It's similar to Black Mirror. If you ever watch some of those episodes on Netflix where they give you a lot of stunning, if you will, visual representations, good stories, but the stories are 10 minutes and they leave you hanging, kind of. They don't leave you hanging. It's just, it's like you told a part of the story in this 10 minutes. There's more to the story. Leave it to your imagination to complete the rest of that story. So this is what we've got, except these are based off of video games. Now, I'll be honest, we love video games. Ken probably knows more of them or has played a little bit more variety than I have. I tend to stick in my own lane. I play the games that I like, and those are the games that I like, the end. I'm pretty boring. But, there's been, 40 years of video games. One of the original games is represented in this series. So it's got a really broad variety of animation styles. Star-studded cast of voice actors. And a really good mix of just action, like straightforward action, over-the-top action, fantasy action. And sprinkle in a little comedy thrown in there as well. You can watch the first 8 episodes right now, and then soon you'll be able to watch the remaining chunk of the episodes. There's another 7 of them, if I'm not mistaken. When I was young, I had an Atari, and then I got a Nintendo, then I got a Sega Genesis. What was after the Sega Genesis? Probably my next game console after the Sega Genesis was a PS2. There was definitely a little gap in there. PS2, original Xbox, 360, One S, Series X. So I was kind of stuck with Xbox after the original Xbox. It just kind of carried on. I did have a PS3. I kind of forgot about that. I bought one game for it, Grand Theft Auto 4, and the console just kind of sat around and was useless, unfortunately. I got a PSP. I thought it'd be cool to have the PSP and remote play. That system wasn't set up yet to work really well. I bet some of you guys out there who have PlayStations know what I'm talking about. It was a real cool concept. You can do it now with your cell phones through like Steam or through the Xbox Game Pass. But the idea before was, you had your PSP, you could remote log into your PlayStation, play games off of your PlayStation. It was a really good idea, just the execution wasn't quite there. Okay, so let's go just episode by episode real briefly. This isn't going to be some, 45-minute discussion on these, but the first episode in the series is Dungeons & Dragons. And the Dungeons & Dragons is really... We're not talking about the cartoon that we used to watch when we were younger, right? The Saturday morning Dungeons & Dragons cartoon. This is more serious Dungeons & Dragons with, really, really sharp animation, really good-looking characters. And, of course, it's character classes. Like if you played games, if you played games like Diablo, Diablo 2, and this is deeper than that. You know, you did dungeon crawling, you had your character, you built your character class, you built traits for your character. They kind of presented you with these characters in this episode, but they didn't, they left out one. They were looking for their final member to complete the character class. They went and attacked some, you know, a camp of bad guys, rescued a child. The child turned out to be more than what he, you know, like he was a transformer. He was more than meets the eye, right? And after that, it's a brief story. It goes deep into, they have a resource. They're trying to get the child to the resource to cure the resource, to cure the child of the curse. Yes, but the curse is more than meets the eye, Transformers, and the child is more than what is presented to you. It's like a stronger willpower than what is presented to you. It's really good. It's a really good arc, really good short story. And of course, at the very end, the team kind of solves one issue. They get the child, the thing is cured, and then now there's a bigger, badder boss coming to the area, right, that they kind of created themselves. Now as a team, they have to attack and defeat this boss, and that's how it ends. So it's like, leave it to your imagination to figure out what's going to happen in the next chapter. Very cool, very good animation, very fun. I'm looking at some of the reviews and some of the scores on IMDb, you know, very easy resource to look up for everyone, and a lot of these episodes are getting sevens or above. But they're all easily consumable. If you're having a snack and you want to watch something for 10 minutes, episode by episode, these are great. The first one's a little bit longer than some of the other ones, but very good. Okay, next one, Sifu. I don't know the Sifu character. I'm sorry, I don't know. Sifu, It Takes a Life. I know the representation on this. If you watch this one's a little bit shorter. It's about 10 minutes long. It's a character, martial arts character set in like a modern Asian land with, still swords and guns and stuff like that. But this character is seeking revenge for the person that murdered his family. Got to go through. He's been searching his young life, to find them. He's finally tracked them down, found them, going to confront them. And as he confronts them, he's, you know, expertly skilled, but dies. But he comes back. Expertly goes through the bad guys, like he's chopping them up, kicking, bashing, twisting necks, snapping necks, blood spatters. So it's really cool. The animation style is very different in this one. It's very sharp. It's definitely more, quote, adult themed, just because there is, you know, snapping necks and, you know, stuff like that. But you can see every time that he goes through a handful of the bad guys and he dies, he's got a belt, and the belt's got a token on it, and the token breaks and then kind of withers away, and then he's back again. But you can tell that it's taking a toll on him the more of these deaths that he comes through, right? He survives through. And at the very end, he has his revenge, but the consequence is every time he dies, he ages a bit. I don't know what the background game is on this, but the animation was cool. The story was cool. This one kind of has a little bit more start to finish to it in a short little segment, but it's very fun. It's very good. Okay, next one. The New World, Once and Future King. This one is interesting. This has a little bit more humor in it. The main character in this one is actually voiced by Arnold Schwarzenegger, and you can very tell it's the voice acting is fine. I grew up with Arnold. I know Arnold. His action movies kind of defined our childhood growing up, right? His voice is instantly recognizable, and I get it because the character's origin in here is probably from the same, quote, area that the Arnold would be from, right? You know, kind of the Central Northern Europe, Scandinavia area. He's not from Scandinavia. I know he's from Austria. But anyway, you get the idea. And it's the king. He's a king. He's leading a big armada of ships and bad guys. Not bad guys. I'm sorry. His warriors to this mystical shore. A storm hits. Everybody dies except for him and one of his faithful servants. And it just goes through this like they discovered that on this island, if you die, you come back to life. And it's kind of comical because he thinks so much of himself. He's a great ruler, but he learns a lot about himself over the course of this episode. And it takes him through the ups and it takes him through the downs. But ultimately, he discovers a little truer version of himself. So it's really about comedy. It's about character growth in this particular episode. Very fun, about 15 minutes long. I can't really describe too much else. You got to watch it. It's very comical because he very much thinks himself the greatest ruler ever. And he just comes to learn over time that maybe that's not exactly the ultimate truth. Character growth. Okay, so then the next episode, Unreal Tournament, and it's Jan, X-A-N is the name of the character. So I'm trying to think here. When I grew up, my Unreal experience was on my, Windows 98 machine that I had. I had the very first Unreal game that encompassed like 3 discs maybe. And I could never play it. It never worked well. It was so confusing. The controls were incredibly busted. It wasn't a very good experience. I tried a lot. I could just never play the game. But this is based on Unreal Tournament. And I know nothing about Unreal Tournament. It's just that they show a really cool... I think this is a really cool one. This one's a little bit longer. This one's just under 20 minutes. And it's really a start to finish of there are mining bots. The mining bots become sentient. They kill all the humans in their mining colony area, the masters, if you will. The people that run that gather up all the robots and then for the sake of entertainment, they have a tournament which they go through and the humans battle the bots. And the idea is the entertainment is they're out there slaughtering all the bots because they're so easy to kill. They're just mining bots and they're going to get revenge on, killing all those miners. Well, there's one bot that turns out to be, a little bit more than, Transformers, a little bit more than meets the eye. And it shows the progression of him just having a glitch one day, becoming sentient, observing what's happening to his fellow bots, leading the bots to rebellion, getting captured, getting put in the tournament, leading the bots in the tournament to, take down their oppressors, if you will, become free. What's going to happen after they've defeated everybody in the tournament and it's time for freedom? More rebellion, I'm going to guess, but it's one of those that has that ending where it's just like, now there's more story to tell, but we're not going to see it. You got to leave it to your imagination. Very sharp, very well drawn, very well thought out. This one was one of the better ones. I really enjoyed this one. Okay, next episode. This is the one when I was flashing through the different things on Amazon to watch, I came across and I saw a thing about Warhammer and I was like, oh, it's okay. And then you read a little bit more. Oh, it's about video games or games in general. And it showed a little snippet of the Warhammer stuff. I was like, ooh, this one looks like this looks really cool. And I'm telling you, of the bunch, this one is up there in the first 8. This one is one of the top 3, I would say. And it's just under 20 minutes, and it's a story of... I never played Warhammer. I don't know the characters. I don't know the factions. I know of them. I don't know the story. But there's 4 Warhammer Ultramarines, getting dropped into a planet, and they've got to go to some core inside the planet to do something. Like, that's kind of delivered to you, but it shows them as, you know, a little bit of character background. It shows them being put in their armor. It shows them confronting hordes of bad guys, just annihilating everybody. And then it goes to they finally found where their thing is that they're going for, and where that thing is, there is an ultra bad guy that's there, but it's not a, let's say, a fighting bad guy. It is a mental spirit, if you will, and it's kind of running through the Ultramarines. And there's a lot going on. There's a little background story to it, but the action is there. The violence is there. It is very sharp. It's the, if they could do a complete movie like this, it would be very good. If they're going to do an actual live action Warhammer movie, and it's presented in any capacity to be similar to this, oh man, Henry, you better do your work and present it how it's supposed to be presented, because that could be an amazing movie. This was very sharp. Okay, the next one, it was a Pac-Man. It's strange enough, it is a Pac-Man episode. This one's about 10 minutes long, and I think if you saw any advertisement at all, or you know, snippets on social media about this series, it was about Pac-Man. It was about the Pac-Man episode, because what you're, the game has been played for, you know, decades now, and it's Pac-Man chomping bits and running away from ghosts. And this presents the Pac-Man world in a whole different perspective, man. It is, I get why people, why it's on here, one of the lower rated ones, because people have like a weird idea on what Pac-Man should be. But this takes it in a completely different direction. The animation is sharp. The story leads you to believe one thing, and then you get to the end and it's different. So it's got some gruesomeness to it for a Pac-Man story, but honestly, it's very good. It's very sharp. It's not what you would expect, especially from a Pac-Man story. It's not really a twist ending per se. You could see it coming. So I won't reveal that part. Just watch it if you haven't. It's very good, and also leaves you wanting more. There's more to happen. The Warhammer is the same way. Like, everything's kind of, they solve their Warhammer problem and they defeat the bad guy, but now there's another horde of bad guys coming. What's going to go on? Like, it's very good. The ending just leaves you wanting more. Pac-Man, the ending just leaves you wanting more. Very good. Okay, the next episode, Crossfire, Good Conflict. So the Crossfire episode is based on, obviously, on the Crossfire video game series. This one is just more of a, I don't know the Crossfire game. I'm familiar with it. This is just like, take a, let's say, an action shooter, right? As you go through different objectives in a large cityscape area. And what you've got here is two military factions going after a dude who has a briefcase. And the bad guys want the briefcase. The seemingly good guys, if you will, are, they're just mercs, basically trying to protect the guy to get him to the border. And it's just the story of the conflict between those two, set in a modern times, I guess you can say, with a slightly futuristic look, but it's still all based off traditional weapons, guns, armor. So it's just it's like a military single player shooter. Let's just put it that way. The ending is weird. It's not okay. It's explained briefly, but it's not how I would have ended it. But it doesn't leave you satisfied, if you will. It just kind of leaves you like, oh, that's how they ended it. So the action sequences are good. The fighting little hand to hand things and the gunplay in it is good. It has a sharp look to it. The face animations are okay. It's not bad. It's just there's nothing that really stands out. It's good, just not great. The last one is Armored Core Asset Management. So I am familiar with the Armored Core games, and this presents this world of Armored Core. This one's about, 15 minutes long. This one's very good, too. You got Keanu in here. So Keanu is the main voice actor in this, and he is an Armored Core. He's the best that there is. And what you have in Armored Core is basically humans that are jacked into bots, right? Like mechs, just a different type of mech. You think of a mech as a mech that trudges along, walks. These are mechs that fly, are fast, have different armored systems on them, different weapon systems, different gunplay systems on it, and he's the best. He's got a fast mech. He's good at slicing and dicing. He's good at maneuvering. He's good at outwitting. And that's kind of the story. He gets another job that he's got to go do. He's like a mercenary. He's got a job he's got paid to do. He goes out to take care of this job, but kind of discovers that what this job is leading him to is a little more than what he anticipated. He thought he was one of a kind and that he was the best, but it turns out that might not be the case. This just leaves you wanting more because it was delivered good. The action sequences were very good. Keanu's voice acting was great. It's very sharp looking, very fun, very fast paced. I like how they showed the intricacies of getting, jacked into the mechs. I liked how they showed the battle sequences. I liked how they showed the different battle styles, different mechs, big brutes, fast. Or just like the gunners, there's a lot of intricacies with it. It was very well put together. I enjoyed it. Easily one of the best of the eight. Very good. Overall of these sequences, there's eight of them. The longest ones were just under 20 minutes. Very good. Very easy to consume. Very fun. Based off of games that a lot of people played. I didn't play a lot of these games, or none of these games, honestly, but I am familiar definitely with some of them. Is this worth your time? Absolutely. The animation is great. If you don't know anything about the games, like me, the animation's great, the stories are great, the voice acting is very good for the most part on these. The sequences, honestly, just leave you wanting more. It's a very good watch, very easy watch. On Amazon Prime, and I'm looking forward to the last few episodes that we're going to see here because I want to know what properties they are able to get, like what properties they were able to tag to be able to get these storytelling, because as we've seen here, some of the video game properties have become very valuable to put on the screen, and I'm just curious as to who they're able to get. So we'll see. If you have any questions about these things or you've seen them, let us know. Give us some feedback on them. Do you play these games? Like I said, I didn't. I don't know these games. Did you play them? Did they fit the bill? Like, did they meet your expectations for the game that you played and loved, and now you got to see a small portion of that on the screen? Let us know. Give us some feedback. Thanks for listening to us for a short little snippet here, and we'll see you next week.